It's the first Monday of the month, which means it's time for another edition of Mondays with Mike. WPR director Mike Crane stops by each month, either on Central Time, The Morning Show, or The Larry Mueller Show, to talk about what's happening both on and off the air. This time, we're going to talk about how COVID-19 is affecting our work here at WPR, give some upcoming special programming information, Giving Tuesday is coming up, and more. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about why we do what we do and the way we do it? Any programming feedback? Is there a show or type of show you want to hear more or less of? Maybe you got a question about our website, WPR.org. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Always good to be here, Rob.
Let's start with Giving Tuesday. Now, that's something I think of happening usually later in the year. What's up with this May Giving Tuesday?
It is a different Giving Tuesday. It was just recently invented, and they were calling it internationally Giving Tuesday Now. And the idea is for people throughout the world to unite in supporting nonprofits, the organizations that do all kinds of crucial work in their communities. And we certainly are on the list of nonprofits who need financial support to do all the amazing work that you and your colleagues do, Rob. And so it feels like a natural for us to celebrate all of the nonprofits and to invite people to support WPR as one of their choices.
So what are people going to hear here on the air tomorrow?
Well, it'll be, you know, sort of like a member drive, but very brief, a couple of messages over the course of an hour. So not the typical member drive. We actually finished a kind of a different member drive a few weeks ago, also because of how coronavirus has changed the world. And so this is just one of the many opportunities we take over the course of a year to seek people's support.
And that leads to our next topic, Mike. This whole situation has affected fundraising for many organizations, including Wisconsin Public Radio. For example, that fundraising drive, the member drive you just mentioned, we did it a little differently than usual. Can you talk about how WPR is being affected here?
Well, you know, we have just tremendous support all the time from our listeners. And so we've been gratified to see most sustainers staying on with us and actually money being raised during that member drive. And I'm sure tomorrow people will support as well. But one place that we've really been hit hard is in our business support. Any radio or television station or newspaper will tell you that a lot of businesses are, as you know, suffering. And one of the things that tends to go in that case is things like a business's philanthropic support for public radio. And so we're seeing that that's probably going to be tight for a very long time without knowing when things turn around and as our communities wrestle with opening back up, as they call it.
So between that member drive, the sort of low-key member drive we just had, and Giving Tuesday, what kind of ways can people support WPR during this time, Mike?
Certainly, literally making the pledge or the contribution online at WPR.org. And we also have the phone number that they can call. It's 800-383-9772. And people will hear about that. We've also, this has been very nice to see, people are considering other ways they can support, such as making a contribution from their IRA minimum distribution as a charitable rollover gift, and people are giving gifts of stock, and that does continue. I know we're in a time that people feel is especially uncertain, but people are being generous, and part of the hope for Giving Tuesday is that they will do so for all of the nonprofits that they care about, if they're able. Some people are in situations where we know they can't right now, and that makes sense to take care first of themselves.
Can you talk more generally, Mike, about how the COVID-19 situation has affected our operations here at WPR and how it's going to affect them in the months to come?
Yeah, you know, like any business that really needs to stay operating, and we know that broadcasters and now, of course, online as well, we're just such a vital source for information. People tell us that all the time. And so from the very start, when we were, as they sometimes say, bugging out of the building, we were concentrated on two things. One was the safety of our staff, because we want them to be able to continue to provide this service. And the other was preserving service. And I think we've done very well with that. It has required tremendous ingenuity, patience, inventiveness on the part of so many of our staff, most especially probably our on-air and our engineering crews, but really also the development folks raising money, all kinds of effort, just as is happening in other businesses. So in that sense, I don't feel like we're special, but we are part of the story. And, you know, one of the things that maybe isn't remarkable anymore, Rob, is that I'm talking to you on the phone, just as many of your guests do. But what is remarkable is that we're a far more distributed staff than we're used to. Many people are not working in the office at the moment. And yet we're all getting used to the Skype meetings, Zoom meetings, GoToMeeting, WebEx. What have I missed? All those different ways of the above,
yeah.
Right. And Microsoft Teams. And we're really, you know, it's 2 months since we exited the pre-COVID past. People are getting used to doing new things. And, you know, I find myself wondering, I can be pretty philosophical at times, whether essentially we're being yanked into a future that many people imagine, specifically in the terms of how we work. It's fascinating and as well as daunting, obviously.
It's Mondays with Mike. We're talking to WPR Director Mike Crane. Let's go to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Kay starts us off in Madison. Kay, hello.
Hi. I am wondering what's happening to 1A. It seems like in the last month or so there's been several different hosts, and I'm wondering what progress they're making on finding a new permanent host.
Oh, thanks for the question, Kay. You know, I think they really thought they were close, and then COVID. I think that's part of it, is that I think some people are making very different decisions about their work and their life than they might have made even a few months ago. And so what they're continuing to do is they have Sasha Ann Simmons as a regular sub. She's going to be Mondays and Tuesdays now, and they're bringing back a favorite of many people in public radio. Celeste Headley is going to be hosting Wednesdays through Fridays, and I'm familiar with Celeste, know her a little bit. She's just a great radio host as well, and they'll continue to use substitutes until they identify a new permanent host. And I know what happened, for those that don't know, is Joshua Johnson, the first host of 1A, got a job at NBC that he was very excited to move on to. And so it was a shame because he was also a really compelling host. But Celeste and Sasha Ann are doing a great job, I'm sure.
Okay, thanks a lot for the question. We'll go to Steve now with us in Shawano. Steve, hello.
Hello. I understand that a sulfide mine is going in at the headwaters of the Wolf River about 60 miles upriver from Shawano. Is WPR going to ask each of the candidates in tonight's debate where they are on that? And then I would like to know when WPR is going to do a big story on how sulfide mining always ruins the water. Thank you.
So thanks, Steve, for the question. There is a debate that's going to be broadcasting. Rob, you know this, the broadcasting on several of our stations. Mm-hmm. It's specifically for the 7th Congressional District. And so that's why we're broadcasting it on the stations that are connected in any way to the 7th District. But we also will have it, you can listen to it on WPR.org, and we'll also be rebroadcasting it. And certainly, Steve, I know you and others have reached out to WPR to express their concerns about the sulfide mine story and also some other stories of concern in that area. And, you know, I could never say we'll have a story by X time or date, but rest assured that mining in the North Country has been an abiding interest of ours. and something we'll definitely be giving coverage to. And so I'd say listen for it, look for it on WPR.org as time continues, and tune in if you're in that area, tune in live on the radio or listen and read later at WPR.org.
Thanks a lot for that call. Again, 7 p.m. tonight is that debate. You can hear it on the air out of our stations in Superior, Wausau, and Eau Claire, or as Mike mentioned, online at WPR.org. We're picking up our talk now with Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane for the May edition of Mondays with Mike. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your question or comment about Wisconsin Public Radio? Call in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Mike, before we get back to our callers, often on Mondays with Mike, we talk about upcoming events and WPR travel opportunities. Well, right now we can talk about ones that are not going to happen, sadly. Can you tell us what's off the table for now?
Yeah, unfortunately, we were so excited to be getting ready for the Simply Folk Shindig. It was scheduled for next month in the Wausau area. It looks like we'll be rescheduling with the headline performer Becky Buller for June of next year. And let's hope that everything's well cleared up by then, because the Shindigs are just a wonderful, fun concert, dance, everything that, happens around folk music. And then also we had some fundraising travel that was scheduled for people that have gone all over the world with us at various times. And we're postponing all of those a year again because of COVID. In the works, but without anything to share yet, are some virtual events, because we do love connecting with our listeners in various different ways. And so as soon as we've got that figured out, there will be announcements online and in our newsletters and on the air, of course, as well.
Go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Mike is with us in Milwaukee. Mike, hello.
Hey, Mike. I thought I was the only one with the name Mike.
Yes, very few in my generation were named Mike, that's for sure.
I love the show, The People's Pharmacy. It's so pertinent with this virus the way it is. I only wish that it was on better hours in the mornings. And I only wish that they would repeat it. It's an excellent, the best medical show you got.
No, thanks for the call, comment. Mike. And one thing that I know is true for me, I would personally agree with that. It's kind of on a little early on Saturday for me, but it is actually a great radio listening time. Radio prime time is considered to be the morning. And so that's part of why we have a really strong show there. And as some people know, we did used to repeat it Saturday afternoons, but we looked at it and it wasn't winning a lot of listeners there. So I guess what that means is that a vast majority of people were finding it in the morning. And so we thought we'd try something else. But that's the basic idea. I'm so glad, Mike, also named Mike, that you value People's Pharmacy.
Thanks a lot for that call, Mike. Before I go back to some more callers, Mike Crane, we shared some unfortunate news about travel and event cancellations. Let's share some good news now, Mike. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association inducted two of our big figures at Wisconsin Public Media into the Hall of Fame. Who were they?
Yeah, well, officially they'll have to do it next year, according to their announcement. But they did announce that my predecessor, Jack Mitchell, he was the WPR director from 1976 to 1997. He created our regional bureaus and the Ideas Network, working with the great team. And Jack was also NPR's first employee as a producer and newscaster for All Things Considered back in the early 70s. And the other one, Jack is still with us, but unfortunately the other honoree is not. Nancy Zeman hosted the longest running sewing series on television, Sewing with Nancy, truly beloved by people all over the country and the world. And it was produced here at PBS Wisconsin, and it was broadcast on 223 public TV stations in all 50 states. And I know that in addition to this honor, remembering Nancy, that our colleagues down the right now virtual hall are planning on some special ways to honor Nancy's legacy with special broadcasts and so on. So watch for that when the time comes.
So big news for the past of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Media there. And now recent awards for WPR content from the current day from organizations like the WBA, the Midwest Broadcast Journalists Association, and others. Give us a couple of the highlights, Mike, before we bring on some more callers.
Sure. Two of our special project series were recognized by the Midwest Broadcast Journalists and the Milwaukee Press Club. Derailed, that wonderful, what I've come to call podcast forward, meaning we started with a podcast that had all kinds of other coverage called Derailed. That was our series about the train that never was in Wisconsin. And High Tolerance, which is our truly groundbreaking and excellent series on our complicated relationship with alcohol here in our state. Also, our digital team was recognized for its work in social media and special project digital design, podcast, online news coverage. WPR News earned a whole bunch of awards. We'll put it all online because it's quite a list. And just very proud of everyone for the good work they do on behalf of the citizens of the state on WPR.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. On this edition of Mondays with Mike, Director Mike Crane, head of Wisconsin Public Radio with me. Bill joins us now in Chippewa Falls. Bill, hi.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'd like to thank you both for everything you do for our entire state. I listen to you at least 12 hours a day, and I learn an awful lot. My question is, I used to love to listen to the Click and Clack show Saturday mornings. I understand why it was stopped. Is it possible that you possibly might start a show on the weekends about NASCAR, which is a widely covered and enjoy sport by many, many people?
Well, that's an interesting question. I haven't typically found a ton of interest in NASCAR that doesn't include actually seeing the cars going round and round, but it's something we could talk about. It's certainly, as you say, Bill, it's a big part of our culture. Mm-hmm. And I know they were among the first sports to consider ways that they could continue to function during the era of COVID. So that in itself may be of interest. And boy, I agree with you. I miss Click and Clack. They were quite a pair. No way to reproduce them for sure. Well, we'll pass this. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for that call.
And we do to our content people. Yeah.
We do talk about sports from time to time. We can get some NASCAR into the mix. And by the way, a note, Larry Mueller does a vehicle maintenance show every other month. I don't think Larry probably yucks it up quite as much as Click and Clack did, but you can at least get a little taste of some auto maintenance there. Back to your calls now. Mike joins us in La Crosse. Mike, hi.
Hi, my phone beeped. I hope this is me.
It's you.
You're on.
All right, one more, Mike. So my question or comment is about the show is being repeated throughout the day. I understand that you repeat them because people miss them at other times, but when the host, say Rob Ferret, says, call in now, and gives the phone number to call, if it's pre-recorded, then you can't really call in. And I was wondering if maybe somebody could, you know, alter the recording of the show so that when the phone number is given instead, maybe Rob's voice comes on and says, this has been pre-recorded, thanks for listening, but you can't call in now.
Mike, thanks for the call. Mike Crane.
Yeah, it's an interesting suggestion. We've talked about it, but the complexity would be having to make a significant number of internal edits to the show. And part of why we repeat things is because we already are running out of time to do everything we're trying to do. We do run an announcement at the head of shows periodically indicating that that's a repeat segment. One thing that some people don't know, Mike, and everybody, is actually that even shows like Zorba Pastor on Your Health, they're actually recorded. We're live right now, but of course, when this repeats later, we won't be. And that's always a puzzle. I think if we had the resources to do it, and this would be a lot more resources, we'd love to be live all the time. And that just isn't feasible.
Thanks a lot for that call. Just a couple minutes left, Mike. I wanted to mention some learning opportunities from PBS Wisconsin, again, our neighbors down the virtual hallway there. Can you give us a sense of some of the things they're doing to help kids learn at home?
Yeah, they've been all over it, so to speak. PBS Wisconsin and Milwaukee PBS, working with the Department of Public Instruction, have a new TV broadcast schedule to support at-home learning. And so that's all day long. It's a pre-K to 12 schedule, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's on the Wisconsin Channel, which is also known as PBS Wisconsin 2, and also streaming online at pbswisconsin.org/family resources. It's got all kinds of things that are covered, English language arts, social studies, science and math. There's also PBS Kids, which has been there all along for pre-K through third grade, and that's on our main channel and also on our 24/7 kids channel. And that's on television, on demand, and also streaming. They're also doing something really interesting called Bright by Text. It provides a text message tips for parents and caregivers of children under 8 to help support their learning and development as kids. And so you'll hear our announcements periodically inviting people to text in and then get that Bright by Text information.
Mike, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Goes so fast, Rob. Great to talk to you.
You too. That's Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He comes on the Ideas Network once a month, either on Central Time, the morning show, or the Larry Mueller show to talk about WPR programming and operations. He'll be on next June 1st with Larry Mueller.